to the saintly persons, acharyas, in the history of this great land of India, have all come to this place and bless the land with their lotus feet.
भारत के महान साधु संत आचार्य यांनी या अतिशय पवित्र भूमीला आपल्या चरण कमलाचा स्पर्श देऊन तिला पुनीत केलं आहे.
And worshipped Mahalakshmi Devi with great devotion.
त्याने अत्यंत भक्तिभावाने श्री महालक्ष्मी देवीचं पूजन केलं.
So by your kind invitation, we are also on this day being given the fortune to come to this very holy land. The purpose of this human birth is explained in the Shastra.
शास्त्रामध्ये मनुष्य जीवनाचा उद्देश काय ते सांगितलेलं आहे.
Mahajano yena gata safanta, to follow in the footsteps of the great souls.
Ki apan je mahajan kiwa mahan bhakta ahe tyancha charan chinhancha anusaran kele pahije.
The truths of the holy scriptures are revealed through the lives and teachings of those great devotees of the Lord who have surrendered their lives in his loving service.
Shastratil je mahan satya ahe ती सर्व आपल्याला हे जे महान भक्त आहेत त्यांच्या जीवनाचं नीट निरीक्षण केल्याचे समजतात.
The pure devotees of the Lord, they have no business in this material world.
भगवंताचा शुद्ध भक्तांना खरं म्हणजे या जगामध्ये काहीच कार्य नसते.
The ordinary souls struggling within the three modes of material nature, they have come here to try to enjoy separate from Krishna.
Sadharan baddha ji ya bhautik jagamade nivar indriya bhog karnyakarita yet astat.
That is the purpose of everyone in this world, somehow or other trying to find some enjoyment.
Sarvanta ya jagamade ekat uddeshya
through the
prakare kaitari bhog tamvaycha
through the medium of this physical body and the subtle mind.
Ani he bhautik अभौतिक देह आणि सूक्ष्म मन यांची मदत घेऊन कोणत्या ना कोणत्या प्रकारे काहीतरी सुख भोगायचं.
But because we are not this physical body or this subtle mind, but we are the eternal soul, we are constantly frustrated birth after birth after birth in our endeavor for pleasure.
परंतु आपण हा भौतिक देह नसून आपण आत्मा असल्यामुळे जन्म जन्मांतरी प्रत्येक जन्म घेतल्यानंतर आपण या भौतिक जगामध्ये इंद्रिय सुखाच्या प्रयत्नामध्ये नेहमीच असफल होत असतो.
We fix our consciousness on trying to make a lot of wealth.
आपण आपले मन केंद्रित करून भरपूर पैसा कमायची इच्छा ठेवतो.
On our family, our sons, our daughters.
आपल्या परिवाराकरता मुलं मुली सर्वांकरता.
We fix our consciousness on these perishable objects, but they give us only frustration in the end.
तर आपण या अशा नाशवान वस्तूंवरती आपलं मन केंद्रित ठेवतो आणि शेवटी या सर्व वस्तू आपल्याला केवळ असफलता किंवा विषण अवस्था हीच करतात.
In this particular verse from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains why.
या श्लोकामध्ये भगवान कृष्ण याचं नीट उत्तर देतात.
आधिभूतं सरो भाव पुरुषस् शरीरायभूतं अधियज्ञोऽहम् एवात्रा देहे देहावृतं वरा. Physical nature is known to be endlessly mutable.
भौतिक प्रकृती हिच्यामध्ये सतत परिवर्तन घडत
असते. The universe is the cosmic form of the Supreme Lord. And I am that Lord represented as the super soul dwelling in the heart of every embodied thing.
प्रत्येक जीवाच्या हृदयामध्ये वास करणारा परमात्मा म्हणजे तो मीच परमेश्वर आहे.
So this physical nature is constantly changing. We cannot hold on to anything. We work so hard to obtain something, but we cannot keep it. And in very simple language, this is the source of all misery. Trying to hold on to something that you cannot hold on to. Krishna has come to give us the solution, and he reveals it through the lives of his devotees. When Mother Draupadi was in the court of the Kurus, the big prince of the Kurus, Dushasana, was pulling her sari from her body. To her, that sari not only was a valuable piece of cloth worth so much, but it also represented her dignity and reputation in society. But the force of Dushasana was much greater than her. Although she tried with all of her strength to hold on, the powers against her were too great. In the same way, so many things we want, we are striving to get, and whatever little we have, we're trying to hold on to. But the power of Maya, who is manifested through time, is pulling it all away from us, and we have no strength to keep it. Ultimately, Draupadi let go. But she didn't only let go. The impersonalists, they let go. They say, yes, let me go naked. Let me be away from all this. But the devotees, they let go, and they raise their arms in helpless devotion and cry out Krishna's holy names. And what Draupadi received was Krishna. He gave her an unlimited sari to keep her body covered, but that was not really what she received. She received the eternal ecstasy of being in the divine presence of the Supreme Lord. And Krishna explains in Gita that when we experience Krishna, it is a higher taste. We lose our attraction for the things of this world. Balaramji ki jai. Vansha kalpataru We called for Krishna, and immediately his loving servant appeared.
आम्ही श्री कृष्णाला पुकारले आणि लगेच त्यांचे अतिशय प्रिय भक्त इथे हजर झाले.
कृष्ण बलराम or नंदीश्वर.
कृष्ण आणि बलराम काहीच बोलत नाही.
Balaram Das has come.
Balaram Das has come.
Krishna is non-different than his name.
Sri Krishna mere naam mein kaise bhej rahe hain.
Therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us where our real satisfaction and where our real shelter is.
Manun Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne aapala shikhavle ki aapla khara sukh ani khara ashray kashamadhye ahe.
Not in the ever changing mutable objects of this physical nature.
Ya satat parivartanshil bhautik jagatil kontyahi vastu madhye aapala sapadnar nahi.
But in the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, who has so excessively made himself available through the sweet sound of his name.
Jani itya dayapurna ritine aplya namamare sudhas tya dikani upalabdha kelele.
There is a beautiful story from Chaitanya Bhagavat in this regard.
Chaitanya Bhagavatamadhe ek atishay sundar drishtant dile.
Lord Chaitanya's older brother, who was actually Lord Balaram himself, he appeared in the form of Vishwarup, the most loving son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. He saw all around him in society, people were so much attached to their wealth, to their families, to their reputations and prestige. And they were worshipping the demigods in so many glorious ways, not glorious, but in so many opulent ways, just to try to improve their material conditions of life.
त्यांनी पाहिलं की बहुतेक समाजातील सर्व लोक हे आपलं नाव, परिवार, यश, धनसंपत्ती यांच्याशी इतके आसक्त होते आणि ते सर्व वस्तू मिळवण्याकरता अनेक देवतांची निरनिराळ्या प्रकारे पूजा करायचे.
He and the Vaishnavas would cry when they would see how people were wasting their valuable human lives simply chasing after the illusions of this world of death.
ते आणि त्यांचे इतर वैष्णव बंधू हे सर्व या समाजाची अशी अतिशय खालावली परिस्थिती पाहून त्यांना अक्षर रडू यायचं.
He had no concern for anything except being with the devotees and hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord.
भगवंताच्या भक्तांना संग करून भगवंताचं नाम गायन त्यांचं श्रवण कीर्तन करणं याशिवाय इतर कोणत्याही वस्तूमध्ये विश्वरूप नासती नव्हती.
And materialistic people were always criticizing and blaspheming the devotees.
आणि भौतिकवादी लोक नेहमीच भक्तांची निंदा करायचे.
When they would see Vaishnavas, they would make so many terrible remarks.
वैष्णवांना पाहून ते अतिशय निंदा परस्पर काहीतरी बोलायचे.
They would sing a song, the sadhu, the sannyasi, the faithful wife also have to die.
ते म्हणायचे की साधू, संन्यासी, पतिव्रता स्त्री या सर्वांमध्ये तुझी मरायचीच आहे.
So what is the use?
काय फायदा आहे?
Real standard of success is to go from place to place on a chariot, a palanquin, decorated horses, and have hundreds of servants in front of you and behind you. That is the goal of life.
खरं यश हे आहे की तुम्ही मिरवत मिरवत या ठिकाणून दुसऱ्या ठिकाणी जाल, तुम्ही एका रथाच्या पालखीमध्ये बसले आहात, तुमच्या मागे पुढे शेकडो सेवक आहेत, हे खरं यश.
Why? You are weeping tears and chanting the names of God and yet you don't even have a proper food to eat.
तुम्ही जोरदारने रडण क्रंदन करून भगवंताच्या नामाचा जप कशाला करताय?
You are wearing ordinary clothes. What is the use of your mantras?
तुम्ही मंत्र जप करताय, तुमचे अंगरंग अतिशय साधारण वस्त्र आहे.
And besides, by your loud chanting of the name of God, you will disturb God. You think he likes his name being called so loudly? You are disturbing God, you are disturbing us, therefore you're useless people. And when the devotees would hear these things, they would simply cry, seeing how the materialistic people were so fallen. And they would go to Advaita Acharya's house and take shelter of each other's association by hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. In the house of Advaita Acharya, who was a great devotee, all day and all night there was the kirtan of the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Vishwaroop would rise very early in the morning. He would take his bath in the river Ganges, and then he would go to Advaita Acharya's house so he wouldn't have to see the face of all these materialistic people. Wasting their lives trying to exploit what belongs to Krishna for their own selfish purposes.
श्री कृष्ण संपत्ति स्वतःच्या इंद्रियांच्या भोगाकरता करून आपला सर्व जीवनाचा नाश करत होते.
One day, Sachi Devi cooked lunch prasad for Vishwaroop, and she told Lord Chaitanya, who was then just a tiny little boy, his name was Nimai, she said, "Go, please bring your elder brother for prasad." So he went to the house of Advaita Acharya and he took Vishwaroop's dhoti and pulled it and said, "Mother is calling you for prasad."
एक दिवस सची माताने जी विश्वरूपची आई होती तिने अतिशय सुंदर प्रसाद बनवला आणि लहान निमाई त्याला सांगितलं की जा तुझ्या मोठ्या भावाला घेऊन ये. ज्यावेळी निमाई तिकडे पोहोचला त्यावेळी त्याने विश्वरूपचा धोतर पकडून तो खेचू लागला की आईने तुला घरी प्रसादाला बोलावलंय.
At that time, they did not know that Nimai was actually Krishna. But when he came in the room, he was so beautiful. He wasn't even wearing any clothes. He was just a little tiny boy covered with dust. But he was so beautiful that the devotees, their hearts became filled with ecstasy upon seeing him. In fact, the same ecstasy they would get when they would be in meditation on Krishna, they got that same ecstasy and more when seeing this little golden form, golden bodied child.
कृष्ण ध्यान करून त्यांना जो आनंद प्राप्त व्हायचा तोच आनंद त्यांना हा अतिशय लहान बालक पाहून होऊ लागला.
In fact, they were chanting Krishna's names, but when they saw him, they became choked up. They couldn't even say Krishna's name.
ते कृष्ण नामाचा जप करत होते परंतु या लहान मुलाला पाहून त्याच्या तोंडून कृष्ण नाम देखील बाहेर पडायला त्रास होऊ लागला.
And then the two boys went back home. And the devotees were thinking, why we have so much love for this little child? Anyways, Vishwaroop lived like this. And he was always studying the scriptures and always chanting Krishna's names. And then his parents, following tradition, began discussing his future marriage.
And विवाहाच्या विषयी चर्चा करू लागलो.
And as soon as Vishwaroop heard that they were thinking of getting him married, in the middle of the night, without saying anything to anyone, he left home forever. And he accepted the sannyas order of life. He became known as Shankararanya Swami. And when his parents found out the next morning that he had taken sannyas, they were terribly, terribly sad. Even Lord Chaitanya, in loving separation from his brother, fell to the ground unconscious.
चैतन्य महाप्रभू देखील आपल्या भावापासून वियोग सहन न झाल्यामुळे मूर्छित होऊन भूमीवर कोसळले.
And his parents were weeping and crying and crying. Nothing could stop them.
आणि त्याचे आई वडील सतत रडू लागले, त्याला कोणीच थांबवू शकत नव्हतं.
And the neighbors came and they were also somehow trying to pacify the mother and father, Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra. They were shaking them, saying that you are very fortunate. If your son takes sannyas, then not only do you get liberation, but so many thousands of your ancestors also get liberation. Somehow or other they get a little more peaceful. Then Jagannath Mishra would remember Vishwaroop and again start crying. But because he was a great devotee, we should know he was actually feeling separation from Krishna, who appeared as his own son.
परंतु ते एक अतिशय महान वैष्णव असल्यामुळे आपण हे समजलं पाहिजे की त्यांना उलट भगवान श्री कृष्ण जे त्यांच्या पुत्राच्या रूपात अवतीर्ण झाले होते, त्यांना भगवंतापासूनच खरा वियोग भासत होता.
But he began to meditate on how ultimately everything is happening by the will of Krishna.
ते विचार करू लागले की शेवटी सर्व काही श्री कृष्णाच्याच मर्जीप्रमाणे होत आहे.
Whatever Krishna does for his devotee is perfect. That the power of the destiny that is ultimately ordained by Krishna must simply be accepted with a grateful and loving heart. And in remembrance of this truth, he transcended the pains.
या सत्याचं स्मरण करून ते या दुःखा आणि वेदनेवरती भास करू शकतो.
Then he told Sachi Devi that our son Nimai, he should not study any more the scriptures.
मग ते आपल्या पत्नीला श्रीमती सचिदेवीला म्हणाले की मला असं वाटतं की आपल्या मुलाने आता आणखी पुढे शिकू नये.
Because if he studies the scriptures, he will understand that this whole world is an illusion and full of pain. Then he will also leave us and take sannyas. And I cannot live without Nimai. So he called Nimai in his room and said, from this day you are not allowed to study. And Sachi Devi said, how can you stop our boy from studying? Everyone likes their children to study. He said, if he does not study, he will be a fool. And Jagannath Mishra said, let him be a fool, but at least let him stay home as a fool. Sachi Devi said, but if he's a fool, who will marry their daughter to a fool? He said, why are you speaking this nonsense? You are a daughter of a Brahman. He said, look at me. He said, look at me. I am very learned in all the scriptures. I am very highly educated. And there isn't even hardly any rice to eat in our house. And there are other people who do not know a single letter of the alphabet, who are big business people, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pundits and scholars at their door begging alms. It is not by education that one gets wealth or good wife. It is all by the power of Krishna. If Krishna wants to give you, you get. If Krishna doesn't want to give you, do not get. If Krishna wants to give our son all of these nice things, he will get. He doesn't have to become educated. Everything is depending on the will of God. He said, and besides that, as long as I am living, I vow that my child will not endure any suffering. So Nimai stopped all studies. But then he became very mischievous. And he would do mischief all day and all night. And when the people of Navadvip, the devotees, saw this mischief, they thought, this is the same mischief that Gopal Krishna did in Vrindavan. He and his friends would go during the day and look to see where they would do mischief at night. They would spot a nice grove of banana trees. And then at night, with two of his friends, he would cover all three of them with a big white sheet. And made themselves look like a huge bull. And then they'd come to that place that they spotted during the day, and they would start knocking down all the banana trees. And then the person would wake up who owned the house. And he would cry out, "Hi, hi!" And then the boys would run away. Other times, they would go to people's houses at night, and from the outside, they would lock their doors. So the people could not get out of their houses. So when the people had to respond to nature, when they had to pass urine and stool at night, they were not able to get out of their house. In those days, they didn't have bathrooms in their house. Civilized society is you go outside. Now, due to Western influence, India is becoming very uncivilized. Just like I'm sitting outside, and when I want to go to bathroom, I have to go in the house. This is British influence. So they would be in great distress, these poor people. So they would call out, "Hoi, hoi!" And Nimai and his friends would flee, run away, laughing very nicely. So, one day Nimai decided to play a very nice trick. And it is said that anyone who hears this trick with a submissive heart attains pure devotion to the lotus feet of Krishna. Would you like to hear the trick? If you like, you can say Hari Bol. There was a place after they would cook. Another thing is they would cook in clay pots. They would cook once in a clay pot, and then they would throw the pot away into a big pile of used pots. And these pots were all very black from being on fire. So Nimai climbed to the top of those pots. And he looked very beautiful. His beautiful, beautiful golden complexion was covered all over with black spots from the pots. It looked like beautiful black bees on a beautiful golden lotus flower. Then Nimai's friends went and told Sachi Devi that your son is on the top of the old pots. So she became very much disturbed. At that time, Jagannath Mishra had gone out of town for some business. So she came to that place and she started chastising Nimai. Sachi Devi was Mother Yashoda in Krishna's Leela. She had the exact same loving affection as Yashoda had for Krishna. Due to the power of Yoga Maya, she could not understand that he was the Supreme Lord. She loved him as her own child. So she said, "Nimai, get down from these piles. You are from a very distinguished Brahmin family, and you should not be in such a dirty place. This is garbage place." And Nimai replied, "If you do not allow me to study, how do I know what is a dirty place or not a dirty place?" And then, being the Supreme Lord, he actually took on his mood of Dattatreya. He said, "In the absolute sense, everything is one. Nothing is clean and nothing is dirty." And besides, I am that personality whom everything I touch becomes purified. I have created everything, I annihilate everything, and whatever I touch becomes transcendentally pure. And if you do not allow me to continue my studies, I will never come down from this pile of dirty pots. even though he revealed his actual self, Satchidevi and all of the people, they could not understand that he was the Supreme Lord because of the Yogamaya potency covering their intelligence. And then all the neighboring ladies, they all started chastising
Satchidevi.
Why you don't allow your son to study? Every mother wants their child to study. Most children do not like to study. And the parents have to force them to study. Your child loves to study and you are forcing him not to study. You should feel that you are so fortunate to have such a son like this. You must allow him to study. Then Satchidevi climbed up to the top of the pots herself and picked up Nimai and brought him home and gave him nice bath. And when Jagannath Mishra came home, she told him that our son is very sad, he cannot study. And then all the neighboring people said to Jagannath Mishra that, why are you afraid that your child studies? Because the power of Krishna is in control of everything. If you want him to stay home, only Krishna could stay home, not his not studying. Ultimately, you have to just depend on the power and the mercy of Krishna. So then Jagannath Mishra gave him permission again to study. Anyways, this is a very sweet story, and because you have heard it, you will soon get pure devotion to Krishna. But when you get pure devotion to Krishna, you lose all attachment to the things of this world. So by hearing this trick, you have been tricked. But what does it mean to lose our attachment to the things of this world? It means to lose our false ego. It means to learn how to utilize all that we have and all of the people who are with us for the service of Krishna. We could live in a nice house with our family, but if everyone together is agreeing that our goal is to become pure devotees of Krishna, to serve Krishna, to hear about Krishna and to chant his name, then that is actually as great a detachment as taking sannyas. It is not required that we take sannyas and leave everything. Real detachment means to utilize everything in Krishna's service. To make our home into a temple. To make all the members of our family into devotees serving the Lord within this temple.
या मंदिरामध्ये सेवा करणारे भक्त बनणं.
Krishna explains in Gita that this is real sannyas. To become attached to Krishna's service and to become detached from our own mental and physical pleasures. And through this process we can transcend the miseries of this ever-changing world. And we can be forever fixed in our eternal refuge of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. And this is easily available by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
By keeping association with Krishna's devotees, following the four regulative principles, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. Hearing the glories of the Lord from such great scriptures as Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, every day chanting the holy names within our house, and coming together with other sincere devotees to have Harinam Sankirtan. Simply by performing these activities, we can become transcendentally blissful in our original spiritual condition of Krishna consciousness. This is the supreme occupation for all humanity. To perform our work in pure devotion. And Kolhapur stands for this. Since time immemorial, people have come to Kolhapur to pray to Goddess Mahalakshmi to give them pure, unalloyed devotion to the Supreme Lord.
आणि अनादिकाळापासून या कोल्हापूर शहरामध्ये हजारो भक्त एकाच कारणाकरता आले, जेणेकरून महालक्ष्मी देवीच्या चरणी पूजा अर्पण करून भगवंताच्या चरणी शुद्ध भक्तीची प्रार्थना करू.
सो प्लीज टेक फुल एडवांटेज विथ अ ग्रेटफुल हार्ट ऑफ द ग्रेट हेरिटेज ऑफ दिस प्लेस एंड चांट हरे कृष्ण एंड बी हॅपी.
कृपा करून या अतिशय पवित्र महान शहराची जी शहराचा वारसा आहे
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna is the attractive force, attracted to his external energy, his material energy. You have to suffer the limitations of material energy, which means ariatmaka, aridaivaka, and aribodhaka. The misery is caused by one's own body and mind, the misery is caused by other living beings, and the misery is caused by supernatural disturbances.
परंतु तुमचं हे आकर्षण भगवान श्रीकृष्णांची बहिरंगा किंवा बाह्य शक्ती जी आहे माया शक्ती तिच्या प्रती असल्यामुळे तिच्यातील ज्या मर्यादा आहेत त्याही तुम्हाला सहन कराव्या लागतात आणि या मर्यादा म्हणजे या मायाशक्तीमुळे दिले जाणारे तीन प्रकारचे क्लेश आधी भौतिक म्हणजे आपल्या शरीर मनामुळे होणारे आध्यात्मिक आपल्या शरीर आणि मनामुळे होणारे आधी भौतिक इतर जीवांमुळे होणारे आणि आधी दैविक म्हणजे भूकंप अग्नी वगैरे यातून होणारे.
Therefore, Krishna tells us, do not be attracted to him through his external appearance of maya.
म्हणून श्री कृष्ण म्हणतात की तुमचं आकर्षण माझ्याकडे या बाह्य शक्तीद्वारे न येऊ दे.
But be attracted to him in his original beautiful threefold bending form.
तुम्ही माझं जे त्रिभंग सुंदर तीन ठिकाणी वाकलेलं जे सुंदर रूप आहे त्या ठिकाणी तुमचं आकर्षण सर्व काही दिलं तर तुम्हाला कधी त्रास होणार नाही.
Actually, everyone is attracted to Krishna, but because we forget that it's Krishna that we're attracted to, we have to suffer.
कारण म्हणजे सर्वांचं श्री कृष्णामध्ये आकर्षण आहे परंतु आपल्यापैकी जवळजवळ सगळ्यांनी विसरले की हे आकर्षण श्री कृष्णामुळे होत आहे आणि म्हणून आपल्याला क्लेश भोगायला लागतात.
If you see a beautiful man or a beautiful woman and become attracted to that body, then you fall into maya.
जर तुम्ही एक सुंदर स्त्री किंवा एक सुंदर पुरुषाकडे आकर्षित गेला असाल आणि तुम्ही हे विसरून गेला असाल की त्यांची आकर्षण शक्ती श्री कृष्णाकडेच असेल मग तुम्ही मायाच्या जाळ्यामध्ये फसून जाता.
But if you see that same beauty and remember that actually this beauty is only one spark of Krishna's beauty, how beautiful is Krishna, then you go back to Godhead.
पण तुम्ही जर हे सौंदर्य पाहून असा विचार केला की हे सौंदर्य म्हणजे त्या भगवंताच्या असीम सौंदर्याचा केवळ एक तुच्छ अंश आहे असा विचार करून तुम्ही लगेच भगवंतामध्ये जाऊ शकता.
Everyone is attracted to Krishna, but because we forget that it's Krishna we're attracted to, therefore we have to suffer. That is called maya.
त्यामुळे सर्वजण श्रीकृष्णाप्रती आकर्षित होतातच परंतु आपण हे विसरतो की ही पण श्रीकृष्णाची शक्ती आहे आणि म्हणून आपण मायामध्ये बसून दुःख भोगतो.
But when we develop love of Krishna, we understand through realization that Krishna is the attractive force in everything that exists.
म्हणून ज्यावेळी आपण भगवत प्रेमाचा विकास करू त्यावेळी आपल्याला समजेल की जे काही आकर्षित असेल त्याच्यातली आकर्षण शक्ती तिचं कारण म्हणजे केवळ श्रीकृष्णाचं अस्तित्व.
Your question is, why am I not attracted to Krishna? You are attracted to Krishna.
तुमचा प्रश्न असा आहे की माझं मन श्रीकृष्णाकडे आकर्षित का होत नाही. तुम्ही आकर्षित होत आहात.
But you have forgotten that it's Krishna. You're thinking it's something else that's attracting you. But when we chant Hare Krishna, we remember that it's Krishna. But why we have no taste for chanting Hare Krishna? Because we are diseased by forgetfulness. Sugar cane juice is very sweet. But when you have jaundice, it tastes very bitter. But if you continue to drink it, you become cured of the jaundice and you can experience its real sweetness. So similarly, we are suffering the jaundice of maya.
म्हणून आपल्याला या माया शक्तीने ग्रस्त करून हा कावीळ होत आलेला आहे.
Therefore, we cannot experience the sweetness of Krishna's name. But if we go on taking the name of Krishna, gradually we become cleansed of this disease. And then we can experience the real joy of the soul. Surrender and love toward the supreme, most attractive reservoir of all pleasure, Shri Krishna.
Sarva sarva akarshak rasraj Shri Krishna yancha prati apela ki prem yavu Shri Krishna. शास्त्रांनी असं म्हटलंय की आईच्या उदरामध्ये असताना जो जीव असतो तो भगवंताचा शुद्ध भक्त असतो, मग तो बाहेर आल्यानंतर तो असा पुत्रवत का वागतो?
It doesn't say that the child is a pure devotee of Krishna.
असं म्हटलं नाहीये की तो शुद्ध भक्त असतो.
It says that the child cries out for Krishna and promises that I will never leave your service if you just let me out of this womb.
असं म्हटलं जातं की तो केवळ भगवान श्री कृष्णाकडे प्रार्थना करतो की तुम्ही मला जर का यातनं बाहेर काढलं तर मी परत कधीही तुमची सेवा सोडून काही करणार नाही.
But then we come out of the womb.
आणि मग आपण आईच्या गर्भातून बाहेर निघतो.
And then everyone thinks, oh, you are so nice.
आणि मग सर्व आपलं म्हणतात की वा किती चांगला आहे.
Such a beautiful baby.
किती सुंदर बालक आहे.
And you become the center of the universe.
आणि मग तुम्ही समस्त विश्वाचं केंद्रबिंदू होऊन.
Everyone is trying to make you very happy by giving you milk and by saying all funny sounds. And everyone is looking at you and you think, yes, I am very nice. And then you forget Krishna. And then you forget your promise to Krishna. And you become attracted to trying to enjoy this world.
तुमचा प्रश्न असा आहे की खालच्या वर्गाचे जे प्राणी आहेत त्यांच्यामध्ये पण आत्मा आणि परमात्मा असा असं म्हणतात, मग आपण त्यांना असं तुच्छ का म्हणतो? हा प्रश्न आहे. इज इट ट्रू ऑर इज इट इज सेड दॅट द सोल अँड सुपर सोल ऑल्सो ड्वेल इन द लोअर अॅनिमल्स, सो दॅट इज सो वाय डू वी डिलाईट देम ऑर क्रिटिसाइज देम ऑज देअर लोअर स्पीसीज?
We should not deride anyone.
आपण खरं म्हणजे कोणालाही तुच्छ लेखू नये.
We should offer our respects to all the living beings.
आपण सर्व जीवमात्रांना पूर्ण प्रणाम करावा.
Because the spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, and the Paramatma Krishna himself is in everyone's heart.
कारण श्री कृष्णाचा अंश असलेला आत्मा आणि स्वतः श्री कृष्ण परमात्म्याच्या रूपात प्रत्येक जीवामध्ये निवास करतात.
The story of Magrari, at one time he was a hunter who would kill people, anyone, and make them suffer.
एक मगरी नावाचा शिकारी होता जो कोणालाही अर्ध मारून अतिशय त्यांना यातना द्यायचा.
But by the grace of his Guru Maharaj, Sri Narada Muni, he became a devotee of the Lord.
परंतु त्यांचे गुरु श्री नारद मुनी यांच्या कृपेने तो अतिशय चांगला भक्त झाला.
And then he would offer all respects, even to the ants.
आणि मग तो अगदी किडा मुंगी यांना पण पूर्ण प्रणाम करायचा, सन्मान द्यायचा.
So a devotee does not deride anybody.
तेव्हा एक भक्त कोणालाही तुच्छ लेखत नाही.
But the lower species, although the soul is pure by nature and Krishna is there watching over him, the lower species are in a karmic condition they have created. But they have no hope of developing God consciousness.
परंतु या ज्या निम्न योनी आहेत त्यातील जो आत्मा आहे तो तसाच भगवंताचा शुद्ध अंश आहे. परंतु त्यांचं जे शरीर त्यांना प्राप्त झालं आहे ते त्यांच्या कर्माचं असं फळ असल्यामुळे त्यांना परत भगवत प्रेम विकास करण्याची काही संधी उपलब्ध होत नाही.
They are only concerned with eating, sleeping, mating, and defending.
आणि मग त्यांचं जीवन केवळ आहार, निद्रा, भय, मैथून या चार गोष्टीवरच केंद्रित असतं.
After millions and millions and millions of births of the soul evolving through these various lower species, finally we come to the human life.
आणि अशा तऱ्हेने अनेक कोटी जन्मांचा असा फेरा झाल्यानंतर मग तुम्हाला हा दुर्लभ मनुष्य जन्म मिळतो.
In this human life, we get for the first time the opportunity to realize our eternal blissful nature and stop the repetition of birth and death.
And म्हणून मनुष्य जीवनामध्येच आपल्याला आपली मूळची सच्चिदानंद अशी स्वरूप स्थिती प्राप्त करायची संधी मिळते व हा जन्ममुक्त फेरा आहे त्यातनं मुक्तता व्हायची संधी मिळते.
In this human life, we can liberate ourselves from the sufferings of birth and death, and we can awaken our original spiritual consciousness.
आणि म्हणून या जीवनामध्ये आपण आपली मूळची भावना आहे भगवत भावना ती जागृत करू शकतो व या जन्म मृत्यूच्या दुःखातून कायम सुखातून होऊ शकतो.
दुर्लभ मानव जन्म लोकी या संसारे, it is very rare to get this human life.
म्हणून या मनुष्य जन्माला अतिशय दुर्लभ असं म्हणतो.
We should not waste it simply trying to maintain these bodies or the bodies of others. We should utilize our human existence for its real purpose, which is to follow real religious principles and develop love of God through service to Krishna.
आपण आपल्या मनुष्य जीवनाचा नीट उपयोग करून घेतला पाहिजे. ते असं वाया घालवता कामा नये, त्याचा नीट विनियोग करून आपण जर आपली मूळची कृष्ण भावना जागृत केली तर या मनुष्य जीवनाचा खरी उद्देश पूर्ती होते.
If we do not strive in this human birth for spiritual realization, then at the time of death, because of neglecting the opportunity we have, the soul is again brought down to the animal species.
आणि म्हणून जर का आपण ही दिव्य भावना जागृत करण्याचा प्रयत्न केला नाही तर अंतकाळी मृत्यूसमयी आपली चेतना जी आहे ती अशीच निम्न स्तरात असल्यामुळे आत्मा जो आहे त्याला परत असं एक खालच्या स्तरावरील पशुचं शरीर स्वीकारावं लागतं.
And it may take millions of births before you get the opportunity of human life again.
आणि मग असे अनेक कोटी जन्म जावे लागतील की ज्यानंतर तुम्हाला परत एकदा मनुष्य देह दिला जाईल.
So we should take this great gift of human life for its real purpose.
म्हणून मनुष्य जन्माची ही भेट आपण अतिशय गांभीर्याने स्वीकारली पाहिजे.
To become Krishna conscious and to give Krishna consciousness to others.
की आपण स्वतः कृष्ण भावनामय झालं पाहिजे व इतरांना देखील त्यांच्यातील सत्य कृष्ण भावना जागृत केली पाहिजे.
And by chanting Hare Krishna in the ears of the lower species and giving them prasad, we could actually assure them a human birth in their next life. And in that human birth, they will get the opportunity to associate with devotees and perfect their lives also.
हे जे असे निम्न स्तरावरील प्राणी आहेत त्यांच्या कानामध्ये हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र जप करून व त्यांना कृष्ण प्रसाद देऊन आपण त्यांच्यावरही कल्याण करू जेणेकरून परत ज्यावेळी त्यांना मनुष्य मिळेल त्यावेळी ते या महामंत्राचा स्मरण करून तेही त्यांच्या जीवनाचं सार्थक करू शकतील.
So let us use this life to elevate ourselves, our families, and elevate even the lower species.
आपण या मनुष्यत्वाचा नीट उपयोग करून आपल्या स्वतःचा, आपल्या परिवाराचा आणि आपल्या इतर भोवताच्या सर्व निम्न स्तरावरील पशूंचाही उद्धार करू शकतो.
Let us not use this life to prepare to become the lower species.
म्हणून या जीवनाचा आपण नीट उपयोग केला पाहिजे, दुरुपयोग करून घेऊन परत एकदा पशुजन्म घ्यायची पाळी येऊ देऊ नका.
If a person is a poor person begging on the street, you should not deride him. You should give him help.
जर कोणी रस्त्यावरती कोणी भीक मागत असेल तर तो केवळ भिक्षेकरी आहे म्हणून आपण त्याची उपास करू नये, आपण त्याला मदत केली पाहिजे.
But if you become like him, you cannot help yourself or anyone else.
पण तुम्ही जर कचर्क झालात तुम्ही कोणाची मदत करणार? आता सर्वांना आम्ही या ठिकाणी कृष्ण प्रसादासाठी निमंत्रण देत आहोत. त्यांचा प्रश्न असा आहे की ही जी कृष्ण भक्ती आहे ही खरी आमची संस्कृती आहे, मग हे पश्चिम देशातील युरोप अमेरिकेतील लोक काय ते आकर्षित होतात?
Because the duty of every person in India is to be Krishna conscious and to spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world.
कारण प्रत्येक भारतीय नागरिकाचे कर्तव्य आहे की त्याने स्वतः कृष्ण भावनामय व्हावं आणि इतरांनाही कृष्ण भक्ती शिकवावी.
But because the people of India were neglecting their duty.
परंतु भारतीय लोकच आपलं कर्तव्य विसरत होते.
They were ignoring the great treasure that they had.
ते आपल्या खऱ्या संपत्तीची उपेक्षा करत होते.
कृष्ण गेव द ट्रेजर टू द अमेरिकन्स इन युरोप.
म्हणून श्रीकृष्णाने ही संपत्ती सर्व अमेरिकन युरोपियन लोकांना देऊन टाकलेली.
Why should it waste here? Nobody's taking it.
जर ह्या ठिकाणी हे धन कोण घेत नसेल तर हे धन वाया का घालावं म्हणून त्याने ते अमेरिकन युरोपियन लोकांना देऊन टाकलं.
He wanted to give it to someone who would take it.
त्यांना ते अशा लोकांना द्यायची इच्छा होती ज्यांना ती किंमत समजेल होते स्वीकारतील.
कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस इज द नॅशनल कॉन्शियसनेस फॉर एव्हरीवन.
कारण कृष्ण भावना ही प्रत्येक जीवाची मूळची नैसर्गिक भावना आहे.
इज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ती वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद टूक द ओरिजिनल टीचिंग्स ऑफ द वेदस टू एव्हरी पार्ट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड.
कृष्ण कृपामूर्ती अभय चरणारविंद भक्ती वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद यांनी वेदातील ही मुख्य शिकवण घेऊन जगातील कानाकोपऱ्यात पसरून दिलेली आहे.
And by his great love and compassion and his great spiritual power, he convinced so many of the most sinful people to accept the treasure of Krishna.
So tani tanchi asim anukampa prem ani daya karuna yancha mishranane jagatil atyant papi lokana dekhil hi Krishna bhakti swikarayla madad keli.
And then he told us the people of India have given up their own spiritual heritage to imitate the ways of the West.
वो त्यांनी आम्हाला सांगितलं की भारतीय लोकांनी सध्या आपली खरी संस्कृती विसरून ते केवळ पाश्चात्य लोकांचं अंधानुकरण करत आहेत.
We were discussing this in our talk.
आम्ही यावर चर्चा करत होतो.
So Prabhupada said that if the people of India see that intelligent, educated Americans and Europeans are chanting Hare Krishna, then the Indians will think, oh, our culture must be good if the Americans are doing it.
आणि म्हणून ज्यावेळी भारतीय लोक बघतील की श्रीमंत अतिशय उच्च शिक्षित असे अमेरिकन युरोपियन लोक हे देखील हरे कृष्ण मंत्र जप करतायत मग त्यांना वाटेल की हा आपली संस्कृती खरंच चांगली होते.
So we have come to teach you what you have forgotten.
तेव्हा आम्ही तुम्हाला ज्याचं तुम्हाला विस्मरण झालंय ती गोष्ट शिकवायला आलो आहोत.
टू वेक यू फ्रॉम युअर स्लीप.
तुम्हाला तुमच्या झोपेतून जागा करायला आलो आहोत.
अँड अंडरस्टँड व्हॉट रिअली द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ इंडिया इज.
व भारताची खरी महानता कशात आहे हे समजावून सांगायला आलो.
लाईक अ रिच मॅन हू हॅज अ व्हेरी लाईक हू हॅज अ चाइल्ड.
जसा एक अतिशय श्रीमंत माणसा मुलगा असतो.
And the child and the rich man gives all of his wealth and inheritance to his child.
वो तो श्रीमंत माणूस आपली सर्व संपत्ती त्या मुलाला देऊ टाकतो.
But if the child forgets who is his father and what is his inheritance, he can be laying in the street starving.
परंतु जर का त्या मुलाला माहितच नाही की माझे पिताजी कोण आहेत किंवा मला माझ्याकडे काय संपत्ती आहे तो तसाच रस्त्यावरती भटकत राहील.
That is what India is like.
आज भारतीय त्या मुलाप्रमाणे आहे. भारतीय लोक त्या मुलाप्रमाणे आहेत.
And when Indians tell Indians that you have a rich father, they don't believe them.
आणि ज्यावेळी भारतीय लोक त्यांना सांगतात की तुमचे पिता अतिशय श्रीमंत आहेत त्याच्यावर ते विश्वास ठेवत नाही.
But when someone comes from another place and says your father is very rich and here is your treasure.
पण ज्यावेळी कोणी बाहेरचा माणूस सांगतो की तुमचे वडील अतिशय श्रीमंत आहेत आणि त्यांच्याकडे खूप पैसा देखील आहे.
Then they can be rich again.
तेव्हा ते परत श्रीमंत होऊ शकतात.
Rich with ecstatic love for God.
भगवत प्रेमाने श्रीमंत होऊ शकतात. सर्वांनी कृपया आता त्यांचा प्रश्न असा आहे की बहुतेक करून पाश्चात्य लोक जे आहेत ते अतिशय वैफल्यग्रस्त झाल्यामुळे ह्या मार्गाकडे आले असतील. आम्ही काय एवढे वैफल्य झाले नाही आहोत, आम्ही अजूनही याच्यामध्ये भक्तीमध्येच आहोत, तर आम्हाला काय गरज याची चांगला प्रश्न आहे.
But the difference is people in India are looking for relief from their frustration in Western technology.
मला तर उत्तर असं आहे की खरं म्हणजे भारतीय लोक पण वैफल्यग्रस्त झाले आणि ते आपली मनाची विषण्ण अवस्था घालवण्याकरता अशा पाश्चात्य तंत्रज्ञानामध्ये परत त्याचं उत्तर शोधू पाहतात.
People in the West know that Western technology only increases frustration.
पाश्चात्य लोकांना माहिती आहे की हे पाश्चात्य तंत्रज्ञान आहे त्याने केवळ मनाची विफलता वाढते.
So Prabhupada convinced us that real relief for the frustration is chanting Hare Krishna.
म्हणून प्रभुपादांनी आमची खात्री पटवून दिली आम्हाला की या वैफल्यातून बाहेर येण्याकरता हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र जप करणं आवश्यक आहे.
So everyone should chant Hare Krishna.
तेव्हा सर्वांनी याचा जप केला पाहिजे.
Because the soul is neither Indian or American or European.
कारण शेवटी आत्मा हा भारतीय युरोपियन असा अमेरिकन असा नसतो. म्हणून
द सोल इज पार्ट ऑफ गॉड.
आत्मा भगवंताचा अंश आहे.
The nature of every soul is to love God.
सर्व आत्म्यांचा स्वभावच आहे की त्यांनी भगवानाशी प्रेम करावं. त्यांचा प्रश्न असा आहे की नाम जप करताना मन केंद्रित कसं करावं.
By trying your best.
पूर्ण प्रयत्न करून मनापासून प्रयत्न करून.
To hear the holy name.
श्रवण करायचं महामंत्राचं.
Just listen carefully and pronounce nicely.
नीटपणे श्रवण करा व स्पष्ट उच्चार करा.
And whenever your mind goes somewhere else, you bring it back to the holy name.
ज्यावेळी तुमचं मन इतरत्र भटकेल तर परत ते हरिनामाकडे आ.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Absorption in the remembrance of Krishna is also extending its limbs, which are withdrawn from material life, in the service of Krishna. Should I give another reason?
Yes.
Withdrawing its limbs from material life and extending its limbs fully to the service of the Lord. Simultaneously in complete meditation on her eggs in the form of Krishna. Simultaneous, the tortoise is, in order to do that, in order to be completely engaged with one's mind and senses in the service of the Lord, you have to take the humble position of being at the dust of the feet of all the Vaishnavas and let them dance on your head.
Well, I thought it was Purnadeva, that's why I didn't dance.
Well, I didn't either, but still the tortoise is seeking the dust of your lotus feet. Great Vaishnavas will always seek the dust of the fetus Vaishnavas, but it doesn't mean you have to step on their head. But even if you didn't step directly on the head, still all the dust is going in the tortoise mouth. Yes? So if you add those three principles together, you have the entire process of bhakti.
थोड़ी मजबूत फिलोसॉफी वी कैन ब्रिंग आउट कृष्णा फ्रॉम एनीवेयर. With our Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, we can bring out Krishna from any atom. Just present it to anybody.
Also from between every atom. Because Krishna is there. Class tonight about this tortoise with your blessings, Shyamananda Prabhu. Yes?
Should I repeat this message?
Yes.
Doesn't even make it to that verse.
Is even qualified to be
mentioned in that verse.
What is this? It doesn't come. Mentioned in the last life. When these rays take shelter of your rays, they get purified.
You are abusing your imagination.